Good morning. Rain moved into the region overnight. Many locations this morning are in the lower to mid 30s, with some spots still right around 32. So there could be a little bit of slippery travel, especially in the mountain valleys where there are cold patches of air. Other locations have pushed into the middle 30s and will continue to climb through the 30s and into the 40s early this morning. The deep slug of moisture is out ahead of a warm front, which will make its way toward us during the day, pushing more rain through during the morning and into the afternoon hours. Temperatures will continue to climb on the heels of an increasing southerly wind, at times gusting over 15 to 20 miles per hour, and this will push temperatures toward the 50-degree mark. A cold front, currently moving through the Midwest and Great Lakes, will make an approach tonight with more rain, also areas of fog. Out ahead of the front tonight, temperatures will only dip back to the lower 40s. During the day tomorrow, behind the front, drier weather. With some breaks of sunshine, temperatures will push into the lower and middle 50s. However, another front will make its presence felt by the end of the day tomorrow, with a couple of bursts of rain or passing showers, eventually leading to a wind shift out of the northwest and a cool down by the end of the week. In fact, by Thursday, with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be blustery and cooler, with highs back into the lower 40s, and with mostly cloudy skies, cooler weather on Friday only in the 30s. Storm systems will be pushed too far south to bring us any precipitation through the weekend by the colder air. In fact, on Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds and highs both days only in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as one low pressure exits the Pacific Northwest, another one is moving in. This next storm will make landfall by this evening with a surge of moist air pushing inland. So another round of heavy rain is expected along the coast of Northern California, Washington, and Oregon. Snow will fall across the higher terrain, heavy at times, and persisting over the next couple of days in many locations. Winter storm warnings and advisories are in effect from the Cascades eastward into the Northern Rockies. Meanwhile, a robust low-pressure system is still driving the weather for much of the eastern United States as it moves into Canada. A potent cold front extending southward from this low will continue to sweep eastward with widespread rain and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined a portion of the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys for a slight risk of severe thunderstorms throughout the day today. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Inawu made landfall in the northeastern part of Madagascar overnight. The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says that the cyclone had 145-mile-per-hour winds at the time of landfall, the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 21 degrees with a southwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and fog and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, rain showers and 36 degrees, the dew point 31, 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 14, gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.30 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Alice, Cotulla, Laredo, and McAllen, all in Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire, and Fryeburg, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, lower 50s, Boston, rain, upper 40s, and mostly cloudy in Buffalo, with showers and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 28, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.2 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.6 inches below normal, and 41.4 inches for the season, which is 8.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high 62, set in 1974, and the record low 6 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m., 11 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows around 40 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. More rain and fog tonight with lows around 40 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs right around 50. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy and breezy, rain today with highs right around 50. More rain and fog tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Some late-day showers with another front ahead of the front in the 50s. Behind the front on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds with a breeze and highs in the lower 40s. Even colder with a mix of sun and clouds Friday, highs in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both days in the 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, back into the mid-30s for afternoon highs. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.